You watching what's going on across the street? And how excited are you? You seen any of the games? Have you been too busy? Or?
No, we when they're on TV and we get a chance to watch, we're watching. And I think it's great. It's great for the city. It's great for the Royals. We're excited for them. And last night was awesome. You know, we're sitting up here as a staff watching the end of that game and kind of put football on hold for a second just to see the end of the game. So we're excited for them and wishing them the best of luck.
How special is that when a team has a chance to do that, to go to a World Series, play for a championship?
It's tremendous. You know, I had an opportunity as a player in the National Football League to go to two Super Bowls and won one of those. And then as a coach in Philadelphia, we were there when the Phillies were in the World Series. So now we're here again. So, you know, and the Royals are in it. So we're excited for them. And it's great for this city, great for the fans. And just working in this building, we just got to make sure we beat the crowd out after the game. Watching whose team? Oh, watching them? Yeah, you know, I love the way they're playing baseball right now. I mean, they're just coming to work every day, rolling their sleeves up and going at it. They don't care how they win the game. The bottom line is they win the game. And I see a lot of the same similarities in us as a football team. And our guys come to work every day. They want to get better. Doesn't matter how you get the job done. Bottom line is win the football game. You know, no such thing as an ugly win. A win is a win, no matter what level you're playing.
And from watching how the town responded, how much does that make you?
Oh, it's everything. You know, you want to bring that same energy. You want to bring that same level of competition. You know, to your opponent, and you feed off of that. And when you got a team, you know, like the Royals in your city, you feed off of that as coaches and players. And you want to do things right, and continue that winning success.
Well, yeah, you know, I'm not a huge baseball fan, but if you don't get into this, you better go and see if it's working right. You know what I mean? Because they've done a great thing, and you know, now I'm taking a lot of my information, you know, from what I read. So I'm trusting people like you that this is accurate. You know.
Well, you're good.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just checking. But you know, I mean, the thing I sense is that one, they have a really, this is a team effort. I mean, you know, they're doing it with fighting through all these different things. Whether it's being down, fighting to get in the play, the wild card, win the wild card, and come back from however many runs, and then win it in the ninth, and win it again, and that's a great thing. And then I think the other thing is, you know, it's, you know, that power of belief is I think amazing. I mean, that's one of the things that always excites me about athletics. I mean, coaching football or whatever you do, because when you get that, it is a an electrifying feeling, you know, that goes through your whole organization. And I think, obviously, they have that, you know, right now. I mean, they feel that way. And you don't really know what it is, but you know when you have it. Mm-hmm. And when you have it, you're dangerous. So I'm excited for it, man. That's fantastic.